Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM. It is Tuesday morning. Time for us to talk travel with Deanne Colin from St. Clair Travel. Good morning, Deanne.
Good morning.
We've talked a lot about going to Florida, whether it's to go there in the winter just to get away from the cold weather, or planning spring break, or to take that all-important Disney trip.
Yeah.
There's more to Florida than just Disney, though, isn't there?
There is. You know, there is Universal Studios.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and there's Legoland, and there's Peppa Pig World.
Oh.
You know, I know them all now. You know, when you get grandkids.
That's right, Grandma. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of fun things to do with the family besides Disney in Florida.
Well, you know, my kids and I have been talking about this, too. And we're like, we don't want to go to Disney for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
We're thinking of doing, and my granddaughters are young.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking about doing, like, one day at Disney World, because that's where Minnie and the princesses are.
Sure.
So we're doing that. Then we're going to go over to Universal and Sea World,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to see the seals and the whales, mm-hmm. and everything at Sea World. And then we're going to go to Universal, and they have a little water park there, and they have some other characters. I'm not sure which ones are over there, but you know, you can do some of the parks. One day, maybe have a day, like I said, SeaWorld or a pool day,
mm-hmm.
because you know the kids love the pool the best.
Absolutely.
You don't have to spend $2,000 to get passes to get into Disney when you can enjoy a pool at a hotel offsite.
Yeah, especially when they're little kids. I think there comes this point where the kids are old enough that they know what is at Disney, and maybe it's okay, we're going to bite the bullet, we're going to do the big Disney trip.
Yeah.
But with little kids, just show them Mickey and Minnie and then
they
go
don't.
Somewhere else.
They're so excited,
yeah.
You know, take them to that Mickey's Playland or whatever.
Right.
They get to go on the little roller coaster with Goofy and all that, and then you're done. You know, it's a big, overwhelming day.
Yeah.
You know, you see the Princess Castle. Perfect. There it is. Let's walk through it. Let's have lunch with Snow White or whoever it is, Cinderella. But, you know, that's the thing. I think Orlando can be overwhelming.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
And so, you know, talking with my kids, and since we've got the littles, we're trying to think of, like, when is the best year to go,
mm-hmm.
but also to make it affordable.
Yeah.
I mean, I book these Disney trips, and I have to tell people they're $5,000, $6,000, $7,000.
Oh, yeah.
Because the passes alone are $1,000 apiece.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm trying to say, I've done it myself with my kids piece by piece, and it's like, you know, they don't know what they're missing.
Right.
So make your vacation fun for everyone, and don't go from 7 in the morning till 7 or 10 at night.
Yeah.
Go and break up your day, and you can stay off property. There's some beautiful resorts that are over near Universal that then get you closer to SeaWorld and some mm-hmm. of the other activities. There's also great restaurants. You know those restaurants that you go and you have a meal and then they have like the archery or
mm-hmm.
different activities going on. I don't know what they're called, but you know, do some of those. There's so much to do. I want everyone to know that that's something I can help you set up.
Yeah.
If you're thinking that Disney's way out of your price range, let's just pick the age of your kids, pick where they would like it best, and then do it for a day.
Right.
Don't do the 4-day hopper. You don't have to hop.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then if you want to do Universal, they have a 2-day pass out right now, and you can do 2 of the different parks, and then SeaWorld's over there. So there's a lot of options.
Yeah, there really are. Universal is a great park. There's so much cool stuff to see there. I feel like
they don't get
the credit that they deserve sometimes.
Oh yeah, and you know they've got the teenagers. They don't want to do Disney. They want to do Universal. You know, and the Blue Man Group is over there, and there's a lot of neat stuff, and just that area, those hotels they've got over there have some cool features at the hotels themselves. And you know, there's always that Airbnb versus the hotel thing.
Yeah.
Me, myself, I like the hotel because I like everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially teenagers, they don't want to just be sitting by a pool at a house.
Right.
And I don't want to be doing the cooking. I want to say, hey, let's go down and grab a burger. Let's go do this. I don't want to clean up after
you. It stops feeling like vacation at some point when you clean it up after everybody.
You know, I know people love to do that whole cooking and save money thing, but sometimes I don't even think that saves you money.
Right.
You know, because then you've got to rent a car because you've got to go to get to places. So, but if that's what you want, we can plan anything. In Orlando, they do have houses for rent
mm-hmm.
that aren't through Airbnb. We can do it through through their Orlando websites that we use. So definitely some different ways to do Orlando.
Yep.
And I want everyone to get it in their budget.
Right.
So if you say Disney, don't just say Disney if you want to do other things.
Yeah, there's plenty of other options, and you can customize it to your family, to your budget, and to your kids' ages. What's the first step if somebody wants to plan that vacation?
Give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.
All right.